received them very well.
Yeah.
One thing that they're really pushing is the emperor's visit here.
He would like
to say that at the earliest convenient date after the presidential elections, you recall the game plan that he would come here and ultimately you go there.
Sure. Good.
And they'll probably put this out publicly on Monday over there.
Good. That'd be a good thing for them to have that.
Good. Well, I think he's quite enthusiastic about the way that the meetings are going. Now, we've got a call to go up to New York to get a note from the Chinese. And we've been having some real goings along the coast there with us. These little boats are unloading from two Chinese vessels. And we've been sinking them right and left, and then captured one yesterday.
Who did that? That's all Vietnamese,
right? Our people. Navy. They hit one that was loaded with ammunition, and it just blew up. It captured the other, and the crew abandoned it. And it was loaded with rice. Wish we had had the reverse way. But it may be they're going to bitch about that. But we think that one of their merchant ships fired on our surface craft. So it could be getting a little bit testy there. And we've had another problem develop. The Chinese have gotten very vicious in Stockholm.
I saw that. I wonder if that wasn't virtually predictable.
Well, I think it's pro forma. Our analyst has said, I asked him to analyze this thing, and he said that this was a big play for the Third World. It was
Russians weren't there, so
Russians weren't there.
They shot at us.
That's right.
I think our people should not build up too much.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right.
I think you should tell Morton and the rest of it.
I'm making them give our response, which Herder will give. Over here, to send it over here today, and I'm not going to let them blow it up. It's just a dumb thing to do.
Don't answer the Chinese. Don't get into any name calling contest with that.
Now, this is what Roger
does. I would almost totally ignore it to be, it's not all that important because they don't care.
Not in that form.
It's the UN. We expect that. I think when you, who's going to have to get the note? You to get the note.
No, I'm sending Commander Howe up. The secretary gives it to him.
Well, he can just point out that he does just say that the president noted that they said in Stockholm would respond will not respond. And in fact, in a restraining way, I ordered a restraining response. Why don't we just say that? Let them pass that back to
you.
We don't complain about it. We don't complain about it. We understand that we respond in a restrained way. Well, that's business of the Chinese.
Oh, that's right. And they're just trying to run it. We're not engaging our ships. We're keeping them totally out of it. But when the North Vietnamese go in and unload, we're just knocking the hell out of these things. And we really.
What are we doing with destroyers?
Do it with both aircraft and destroyers. And destroyers are right in there close now, and they're just pecking them off. And we've got to frustrate that, or it'll build, and then we will have a problem.
Yeah.
So they're doing quite well with it.
You think it's maybe an overflight of China territory right now?
It could be that, but the one that they complained about, we've just completed the investigation on, and we didn't do it.
Why don't we say so?
We've got a polite but strong rejoinder on that, telling them that it just did not happen, and we've investigated it thoroughly. They're confused in this mountainous area. Their own radars were. We picked up intercepts that they were confused themselves. So I'm glad we've got a chance now not to be guilty. This is the first time they hadn't been right. The war is just looking better every day.
Except for Vance,
but... Well, it was a tragedy.
Yeah. What a great guy, whoever he had him when he came into the office. He was the strongest Vance right inside by far.
No, he's a
great patriot.
That's right.
I was thinking that what we ought to do, Al, and just set up, I think I'll give him the Medal of Freedom, posthumously. Assuming he has a wife.
Well, this is what we're checking on. We got a little problem there. He's been estranged from his wife. He just divorced her.
Does he have a son?
He has a family here. He's got an illegitimate family over there. So I've asked...
Well, could we give it to him without presenting the officer?
This is the way I think we'll have to do it. And we won't want to bring anyone here to receive it.
That's right.
We got the legal next of kin of asking to check on that.
And just say that I've heard the president awards it to this. But I think we should do it.
Absolutely. We're apt, we sent a flash message to Bunker on the proposal, just so that he's aware and on board, and there isn't any hooker that we don't know about that could come up as an embarrassment. But I'm sure there is not.
You mean a final agreement?
Yes. I think it's just a healthy thing to do.
Sure, well, we just recognize the peace aspect of our Vietnam program. That's what he was in.
He was, and he was a... Now, he was just such a great combination of being an honest man, and when he saw things he didn't like, he complained, and he personally very brave. He was really martyred in the early days, you know, when we had Harkins out there, that super dumb general.
Harkins was super dumb.
Oh, very dumb. He was
dumb. Oh, dumb.
Man.
Dumb. I met him out there once, but he was just not very smart.
He was reporting back here, you know, that we were winning and winning, and Van was a lieutenant colonel with Fred Ladd, as a matter of fact. And they both came back with direct reports to the effect that this is not so, that the thing was unraveling badly. So Van got pretty well cashiered. He had to quit the Army. Fred Ladd sort of got shunned aside. And they're both two honest men.
But otherwise, the things are going well.
They're going very well now. Abrams is moving his B-52. They hit this power plant last night. They think they got excellent results. They had a large white electronic type explosion. Didn't hurt the dam at all. And they're taking photographs now. They'll have a precise readout in another 24 hours. But they were right on target. That's going to shake them up.
Because that won't cut the power off.
That's right. And they can't repair that easily. That's taking 2 years to build. Very sophisticated modern equipment in there that they got from the Soviets. And we have increasing signs that they're really shaken.
You think we have?
Yes, sir. Getting internal signs, or getting reporting from friendly East European, French, Polish reports of great consternation in Hanoi. Now, some of the stuff that we're getting is actually a feedback of our own Psy War program.
Ah, that's right.
But that's good.
That sort of gets it talked of, doesn't it?
But our reporting is, you know, the reports on the war have been just damn good. Even some of the doves are starting to really get nervous that this thing's going to work.
Mitchell was had fell, I suppose, because Mitchell did. Maybe we should temporize a bit our reports on the strikes in Armageddon and the rest.
Well, there's some wisdom in that, sir. Not only that, they're trying to build sympathy for Hanoi now.
It may be that for a while, but you might just say, let's just, now that we've made the record clear, let's just do it more routinely. Let's try that for a while, shall we? I think we have made the case that we're...
The best thing is to get it from these East Europeans and from Peking, places like that. That's healthy. And every time you read the date line that it came from Peking or Poland, that is totally credible. And we don't have to do so much here.
Right. So you tell the fellows, let's just let our actions speak rather than our words for the next further notice
we
do
there. Yes, sir. Well, this would be helpful to have Henry go on this trip this coming week. That'll get us a story.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help to detract a little bit from too much war.
Maybe the Chinese are going to cancel it.
Well, I don't think so. They just haven't played it that way.
If they do, they've got a hell of a problem on their hands, too.
Sure.
Because they know very well what to go with the Russians.
I just don't think they'll do that.
If they do.
I think they're too anxious to have Henry come over there. For their own purposes, hell, they do.
Interesting that they're going in through a private channel anyway. So it might be about it. Could either be a complaint, could be something else. Never worry about it putting over China. Get these messages, the Chinese have a message, you can read it as a message, everybody gets all excited about it, and maybe it's just right off. When do you want to pick it up this afternoon?
Yes, sir. Well, my man's meeting him at 4 o'clock up there, and he just sees the female secretary for the ambassador. And they'll just hand him a note. I know that it's not that. They would have asked for me if this was a cancellation.
Oh, yeah, that big, yeah.
Something big like that. They wouldn't do it this way.
I would get it back, though. I don't think we should let them get away with just complaining. You will get back to them the fact that we didn't respond. That I ordered a restrained response to their stock on the one hand, but on the other hand, that we certainly want them to know that we did not overfly the territory in this respect.
Well, that we're waiting until we see this. We're going to go back up tomorrow or Monday. We may want to complain. If they come in tough, we may want to complain about their shooting from their ship, because that's an illegal act of war in its own right.
Oh, from a merchant?
Yes, sir. A merchant ship.
Now, hold that on their part.
On their part.
The
they've been complaining to us, and it might be worthwhile complaining to them if there's some reason for it. But I think between now and Henry's trip, the best thing we can do is to keep everything quiet, firm in the private channel, no public.
No, don't let the environment thing such a waste of time anyway. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit more we get a big hassle with.
Well, Secretary Rogers was talking tough to Ehrlich this morning. He said, I'm going to take him on. Yes. And I told State there won't
be. He's always wanting to take a tough statement on the Chinese, isn't he? Always. Never ready to respond, stick on the Russians. It's the damnedest thing I ever saw. I guess it goes clear back to the trip in the first instance, doesn't it?
Yes.
But he's always wants to rip the Chinese up the down. But then how good is it going to
do? Very good. That's our best card. It's our trump card. It's done everything for us.
There wouldn't have been any Russian deal without this. No, well, we're just going to just calm it down. That's what I told you. In our response.
Exactly.
Stay in one's position and get that damn conference over with and get these people home. It's a silly conference, anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, the Swede is a different thing. I mean, he should have been kicked around. Bad thought.
Oh, well, that's right. That's right. And I think they put the fear of God in him.
They
did. Well, they promised to avoid any more discussions.
Well, I read over, I finished the U.S. news piece and made a few additions. I think it's a damn good job.
I do too.
It really reads well. And as I said, it really takes Henry's 100,000-word world report and puts it 10,000 words.
It's an excellent piece.
We need that. We need something that people can read that isn't 100,000 words long. And it'll be very, very well received. It's damn well written.
Well, I've talked to some of these press people. Our worst critics, these guys are just eating out of our hands now. They're really impressed. Yes, sir.
Because of the Moscow trip and all that, you mean?
The Moscow, they had that up and down on the mining, you know, to see that succeed, and they're fearful it's going to work in addition to succeeding in terms of the sanctions.
Well, actually, the main thing about the mining is not the effect on up there, but the effect on the battlefield, it's had a dramatic effect, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the darn war has turned around.
The war's turned around.
There's something, I read the report to the effect they joined up at Analog Cavalier.
Yes, they have. They're still pecking along the road on both flanks of the 21st Division, but they have opened the road from the northernmost portion to into the perimeter. Behind that's where the trouble is. But it isn't serious. they've lost their clout there. There'll be a few peckings. I think they'll disperse them.
Well, there, too, I suppose the weather could be getting a bit rough there.
Weather's getting tough for the big operations. What I think they'll do is go for psychology now and break up into small groups and try to hit little hamlets and villages and get a lot of PR splash until they just totally...
How is it around the way?
Way is excellent. The Marines are up with 5 battalions south of Quantry and operations have been going on for 2 days now. Knocking out tanks. They're not finding too many enemy, but they're moving way north of the perimeter. To the west, the same thing. The airborne has been going out and seizing stocks that they pre-positioned for the attack. We're going to make a good crack at it because it brought that new division in to do it. 325th.
There's a division there now.
We don't know really where it is. We do know it's south of the DMZ. But I think they're going to take Quantry back here, and I think Chu is determined to do that. But the greatest thing of all was that contour. Something we had written off, and these little guys have just...
They fight beautifully in their corner.
And it's been a great morale incentive to the South Vietnamese. Yes, sir. I talked to a French correspondent who's been close to us, a fellow named Darcour, just came back. And he'd been in Anlock, and he said that the South Vietnamese Army is now mad as hell, aggressive, and really doing a magnificent job. And he's not inclined to gild the lily. And he's fought with them. He's been over there since the World War II. He's been over there.
He says that they're really...
It's an entirely different war now. An entirely different South Vietnamese attitude and capability. So, I'm just not sure they're going to be able to ride this thing out this time.
Well, they certainly shot everything, didn't they? You know, it was hard to realize, but just 5 weeks ago, the 3 news magazines talked about the specter of defeat. Recall that. That's turned around, isn't it?
They're all eating crow. This Newsweek, that son of a bitch, that Jewish editor up there in New York who is a real scum.
They're all scums, I think. He's got to eat little crow, isn't he?
Well, he's been eating.
Has he? What's he saying?
Well, last week they admitted they were wrong on the mine, and they...
Admitted it.
And that the South Vietnamese are turning north. And Henry Hubbard told me that he's really been helped because he's been putting the right stuff into New York, and they just ignored it. And he's having a hell of a fight with his editor. So, gee, now it looks better and better. Now they're vicious, something vicious.
God, the greatest thing that could happen now is just, as it turns out now, is basically Lent. I don't know if they have any dance and rationality at all. They've just got to make a deal with Summer, don't you think so?
I do.
What in the world is left for them to do with it? God, my God. They can't wait till after the election.
I don't think so, and especially if we're keeping good, steady, positive progress reports, because the doves are frightened on this issue. They're now starting to be worried to come out too far, because if it collapses, and that's why we've got to keep a certain drumbeat of that, not too loud, but that they're in trouble, and there is disorder up there, because that keeps the unity in the base here.
Yeah.
And that's why the noise plane, they're making their judgments on whether or not it's worth hanging on with their fingernails until November. And if they see the Americans are going to put you back in office, are not starting to erode and fall apart, your support isn't.
Well, one thing you ought to pass to Henry, there's a that Japanese and get out to certain quarters there. I think the idea that the present time, despite McGovern's, you see, they see McGovern as a super gov getting the Democratic nomination. That encourages them to an extent, but they see him also losing the election, and that's going to discourage them on him.
That's right. That's right. That's a very subtle interplay of, between now and November with Hanoi's calculations. I think we're really hurting him with the bombing. I think it's been very well done this time. They've never gone through a dry season, you know, a bombing.
No.
No, Johnson stopped the bombing in May.
Oh. He did. May 16th.
It's a so-called temporary bombing halt, you see.
Oh, that was that damn bombing halt.
That's right. So they've never really had a good, solid three-month experience. And now they've already had a month of it. And I'm damn sure it's not a... Everything we see, Madam Bin, her statements, we've got to get the bombing halt. Somehow, we've got to get the bombing halt. They're less concerned about what's happening down south, because there they can disperse and disappear and come out with, when they decide to, they'll get out with some...
They won't stop the bombing.
That's the big talk.
They're never going to stop it. Oh, I'm sitting there. Never. We started it now. We paid the price, and by gosh, we're going to
reach it. That's right.
And the bombing and the mining. The mining's going to hang on. The bomb's going to hang on. They want to stop it. They've got to pay a price. It's up to them.
Got to understand that. That's right. They always want to be tough at the wrong time on the wrong issue.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. I never want to be, have wanted to be tough at the times I've had to be tough. That's the real problem.
That's right. Sure.
Boy, you look back over those series of events. You made this decision and all the others. Gosh.
From day one in the Middle East, Cuban. South Asia. That's going to turn out to be, in a historic sense, one of the strongest.
India. Yeah.
Strongest parts of your tenure.
Colin Gillard.
He's getting along very well.
He's being received properly.
He's being received well. He's making a hell of an impact with these people. I think he's enjoying himself. We didn't let him have any of this harassment with minutia.
Yeah.
I've got a good man with him.
Put a send him a message to me and read reports your trip thus far. It's a great success. I hope that the schedule is not so heavy that now I can you or not. Thank you. you know, it always helps to follow with other people, if anybody's paying any attention to it.
Exactly.
The American press, and, but yeah, but she's getting a tremendous press down there. She's a big name in those towns.
Oh, well, they were a solid plus to send them. Especially now that they stopped in Bolivia where that little guy's in some trouble. It's just a damn good thing to do at this time after the summit. No, I think that trip so far has gone very, very well.
That's about all.
Yes, sir.
Well, Chinese, I think we're going to expect this all through the summer. What the heck? They got to, I guess, support those little bastards out there. The Russians did too.
Oh, they had to do it. They're trying. We now see some evidence of truck traffic starting to build. And they knocked down 16 trucks yesterday, trying to move them at night in groups of about 50.
Down where?
Down from China. Of course, the satellite picked up a large gaggle of rail cars in China because they got that railroad cut. So they've resorted to the trucks. But they can't move the tonnage they need that way.
Well, and also you're taking out those truck bridges too, aren't you?
That's right. That's right.
They're going to get the darn things across there.
Just going to take a mass of
the bridges, I suppose. Of course, they've shown remarkable ability to do that, but I think not with everything we're hitting with.
They'll never meet the need that way, and we've got to make it tough for them, which they're doing. Abrams got the air now, and the battle lets down a little there. He's really been hitting this panhandle area, the southern part of North Vietnam.
And that's good stuff to his supply area.
Everything has to go through there, so you're getting it north of Hanoi, and you're getting it south of Hanoi, just before it disperses into the tactical net.
Now, they must have suffered a hell of a lot of casualties in the area, but these 52 strikes, those things are just bound to be having something.
Well, they estimated 5,400 in Khartoum alone in that week's effort. The 9th Division, and 3 Corps, the 7th Division, and the 5th are badly mauled. This Frenchman told me as he flew over Ann Lock at 1,000 feet in a helicopter, the stench of death was just unbelievable. And that he had never in his experience over there seen anything like this. This one battle.